Hey, this is Craig Ferrantino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferrantino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, and let's have to get the website. How important it is, not only for information, folks, CraigJamesFinancial.com, but also you go on the site to pre-register all of the great events and webinars that takes place. And he was chock full of them this week, you know, the Ferrantino 15. He had a couple of good ones in the evening as well. So you want to get on that site, very important, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Dow continues to stumble, losing 313 to close yesterday. The futures market is down, was up around 66 when we started the show. It's down about 73 now. So we got to figure out what has gone awry here. Also, the economy here on the island adding over 30,000 jobs in December. That's when you compare with the end of 2020. As we welcome in Mr. Ferrantino. Sir, how are you? And hope you are feeling a lot better on this Friday morning. Hope you're feeling better. Hope you're feeling you're on the mend in full now. How are you today?
Good morning, Jay. Yes. We're still recovering, but we're recovering in a positive as opposed to a negative. Unlike the markets, which are not recovering here, we thought yesterday's rally would be an exciting rally and start to stop the bleed a little bit. Dow Jones Industrial Average, as you know, closed 313. The S&P down 50. The Nasdaq kind of led the way, down 1.3% for the day, and the Russell 2000, which is a larger group, but down 1.88%. So we had some. We thought it was going to be a positive day. All of a sudden, just things got negative, Jay. It just could not understand. At the end of the day, I think people, there's just the sellers started to continue to sell. They're worried about the Beijing Olympics not being discussed, of course. There's a huge city lockdown, Xi'an, which is X-I-A-N. It's a port city of about 7 million to 10 million people. And extreme lockdown. Hong Kong has been doing things such as very strict. They have a zero COVID. They asked local kids to bring in their hamsters for culling. Extermination is the word. So very strict, and we're just worried that whatever they're dealing with over there comes over here. So I think that's built into it a little bit. The other thing is that the mortgage rates for poor investors and for people looking to buy a house, mortgage rates are showing at a 3.56% for a 30-year. Remember when that was under 3, so that was the magic number there. Okay, so we had some other interesting news. Yeah, yesterday, Jay, there's first of all, Netflix did not kind of let their subscriptions were not good for this this past quarter. They've gone down, and so that their stock is selling off this morning. I think 15-20%. That's a very big move for a company like that. We also hear that the very woke Starbucks became a little unwoke, and in a sense that they're really the first large company to, once the Supreme Court removed the vaccine mandate for businesses, the coffee giant became really the first major company to backtrack on its own requirement that workers be inoculated. So that's a big discussion there. They saw the need to tug between just getting workers in the door and having a requirement that everybody has to be inoculated or vaccinated. They've backed down on that now, so I guess they keep their workers. 10 o'clock today, we get the leading index, and then Schlumberger and LA Financial pre-market. That's the only news we have in terms of stocks. And also some other news, the unemployment claims kicked up again. So it's another not a good sign here for the economy, at least in the interim. January, you know, guys, I just want to let you know, January, February tends to be a little volatile to the negative side as we do this big reset from the great moves we had last year, some of the very, very good news that came in. So you're going to see some volatility. The question is, will it go into the March, April, May? That's the question as we readjust interest rates, as we readjust everything that we have. Peloton also crash and burn here. It's really cutting jobs and resetting its production. It had a model that actually halted a model that was coming out. So this big, you know, high-flying Peloton, very expensive, exercise cycle starting to really crash and burn. So that's what we have. You know, we have gas prices. Some analysts saying over hit 100, we're at 86, so we're not too far. It's not that big of a prediction to go to 100 if you're at 86. I mean, if you're at 26, obviously that would be a very big prediction. But the 86, we may be going to 100. Some analysts don't think so. And then we see also car prices still remaining stubbornly high. Very expensive to buy a car. Poor people are, a lot of dealers, local dealers tell me they're processing people buying cars off their lease because it'd be less expensive for them, more cost efficient than to have to go out and buy another car. And a lot of dealers, local dealers charging several thousand dollars over sticker on any car, not just the luxury cars, any car. So that's what I have for today, Jay.
Man, I'll tell you, is there anything not expensive right now? It's just unbelievable. It really is. Anything you do, anywhere you go, you go to a restaurant. I was looking at a restaurant that I'm planning on going to tonight. I was just checking out the menu. I couldn't believe the prices. It's unbelievable. $46 for a filet mignon. $46 for a filet mignon at this place. Unbelievable. But you know what? It is what it is. So we'll keep an eye on things. I know the island added about 30,000 jobs. U.S. added about 199,000. Now, listen, when you had the mandates and everything else, that's why, you're going to get this uptick as far as the jobless claims. When you put mandates in place, you affect businesses, you affect hiring, and that's what it's all about right now. So we got to keep the fingers crossed here. And listen, we haven't, as Craig said, listen, you lose 313 yesterday, you're under 35,000. First time in a long time, you're talking at 34,000 mark as far as where your starting point is. But certainly, we'll keep an eye on things as far as how we're going to end this week. We'll keep the fingers crossed. Hopefully, end on a positive note, and look forward to talking with you, my friend, on Monday morning. How was that?
Yeah, Jay, we had a huge turnout yesterday on the Social Security. We talked about a lot of fun things, by the way. We thank you, listeners, for jumping on, which is great. Social Security, how to maximize your Social Security strategies, very, very important. Next week, actually, Jay, we'll be talking about, believe it or not, should I stay or should I go? It's called I Love New York, do I stay or do I go? We're going to be talking about it's a little webinar that's going to really talk about for the Ferentino 15 minutes. And showing you what the tax system is in New York and what it would look in your retirement. So we want to make sure that you can figure out what actions you could take now to reduce your tax burdens in New York if you love New York, along with what to consider if you're going to go to another state. That's next Wednesday, the 26th, 9 to 9:15. Should I stay or should I go now?
Going to be a good one. And listen, a lot of people are leaving for obvious reasons. Always good to talk with you. You know that. So you keep well and get better, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Thank you,
Mike. Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate it.